And joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is KRVS's chief engineer, Carl Fontenot, here to talk about some interesting things that are going to be happening with our transmitters here in a little while. But I think, first of all, Carl, maybe we should let our audience know just a bit about the physical setup of our transmitter and our tower as it is now. I think when you're listening to the radio, if you don't know much about what's happening behind the scenes, you're not really sure where that signal's coming from. You probably think it's just coming straight from the radio station to your radio.
Yeah,
but there's a
absolutely.
Lot that happens. And so kind of describe the pathway and where our main transmitter is.
Well, you know, the audio begins from our studio here, and it goes to our main transmitter site. The main transmitter site is located about halfway between Crowley and Eunice, and it's on a tower that's about 1,200 feet in the air. And so our antenna is on top of that. So we send the audio from here to there, and we put out an effective radiated power of 100,000 watts, which is the maximum that the FCC allows. So it's 1,200 feet in the air at 100,000 watts. And it reaches, you know, to the Louisiana-Texas state line, up to Alexandria, over to Baton Rouge, and out into the Gulf. And that's our main site. Then we have a backup site as well that is in Doosan, just north of I-10. That's on a 500-foot tower. But it's significantly lower power as of now. So, well, we can get about 35,000 watts out of that one. So it's much lower, and it's lower in power, lower in height. What we will be needing to do soon in these projects, and why we're talking today, mm-hmm. is that at our main site, we need to do some work on that tower. So we'll need to turn off the main site and operate on the backup site.
Right. Now, tell people when we went up on that, the main tower we're on now, the taller tower.
Yeah, we went up on that tower in 2002. We actually went on the air between Christmas and New Year of 2002. And we went from a 500-foot tower to a 1,200-foot tower. And it significantly increased our coverage pattern.
I think there are probably a number of people listening to us right now who are able to hear us because we went up on that taller tower. And I know a lot of the people in Lake Charles who were so instrumental in helping us get a transmitter and move to that taller tower are really happy about that move.
Absolutely, absolutely. So these few days that we will be down, and the exact start date, I'm not sure yet, but hopefully it's going to be sometime next week, we will be putting out a lower signal, about 35,000 watts, so it'll cover our Lafayette market well. Mm-hmm. It might barely reach Lake Charles, so our fringe listeners are going to suffer for that.
Right.
So we'll encourage them to go to the website, listen to the stream, check our Facebook page for status updates, and we'll let everybody know what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say it's so easily turn off one, turn on the other, but there's a lot of preparation that's been happening behind the scenes to make sure that that can happen. These are very tall towers, particularly the one in Maxey that you're describing. What kind of equipment are you moving in place there to deal with that transmission line?
Well, what we need to do, the actual work, is replacing the coax cable, which we call a transmission line. We have almost 1,300 feet of that cable, and we need to replace the top half of it. And that cable is 4 inches in diameter, so it's very heavy. So we're chopping off the top half of it. We have to lower it down from the tower to the ground and then hoist up another 600-foot section, you know, use a winch, bring in a 20,000-pound winch and rig it to the top of the tower and then hoist up that piece of cable and then put flanges and brackets and attachments and bolt it to the tower and then put connectors on each end and connect it back in where we took the piece out.
I can see a lot of people out there in their minds thinking 1,300 feet long, 4 inches wide, that's enormous. That must weigh.
It is. It's thousands of pounds just for that piece.
Right.
You can't lift that line by hooking what's called a hoisting grip just to the top and pick it up. You have to hook a series of hoisting grips every 100 feet or so. So you'll have about 5 or 6 hoisting grips on it all cabled together, lifting that line all as one piece.
And I'm imagining some people thinking, what happened to that transmission line? How can they possibly get damaged?
Oh, a couple of years ago when we had some severe storms come through in Acadia Parish, there was very high winds, and a few of those clamps broke loose at about the 750-foot level. And when one broke loose, a second, then a third, then a fourth, it cascaded in its failure. And that piece of line started whipping around on the tower.
That line you're describing,
yes,
the four-inch thick.
Yeah, it was bouncing against the tower, thus putting holes in it. And so there were so many holes, we couldn't repair it. And what happens when it rains, water gets in the line and causes problems with the transmission and the transmitter system.
Hmm. Those of you who may just be tuning in, we're speaking with Carl Fontenot, who is KRVS's chief engineer, about some issues with our transmission line at our main site at Maxey right now. You're getting a little peek behind the scenes, what an engineer does and what goes into making sure a radio station stays on the air. Just a small thing like a violent windstorm can just wreak havoc with the equipment that we have. And I know, just kind of looking ahead to the spring fundraiser, you know, the next time when we talk about how much your support matters to us and how much a difference it makes to help out with our equipment and repairs that we have to do, this is one of the things that can happen.
Absolutely. And as you know, we like to say when the word broadcast is put on something, that quadruples the price.
Right.
But in a lot of ways, the systems we use are hardened or are very durable, and they do last a long time. You know, they are costly, but they are durable and reliable.
Right. This hasn't happened in a very, very long time. I think the last time I remember us really going off the air because of a transmission line, it's been quite a while.
That's been before 2002.
Right. Again, Carl Fontenot, our chief engineer, here talking about some transmission issues that he's working on very steadily behind the scenes right now. We thought you might find it interesting to hear about what we are doing. And you're not quite sure the days when we're going to have to, again, switch the power from the Maxey site to our Doosan site. But we're going to be letting people know about that as it gets closer.
Right. I hope it's next week, and I'm trying to schedule it during the middle of the week. And it should take us just about 3 days to do that work.
And people are going, Blues Box, does that
Oh, no. You know, my goal is not to do it on a Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
Right. Okay. Well, we're going to be putting on-air promos and letting people know through the web and through our Facebook page as well. And, of course, one of the nice things now, which we didn't have, say, if we had transmission problems in the 80s or 90s, people can listen on their phones or on their computers.
Absolutely. If you're driving in your car and you have your phone with internet access, well, if you have one of those vehicles that you can plug your phone into your car stereo, you can then stream KRVS and listen to it in your car that way, or stream it on your home Wi-Fi radio, home computer.
So that signal does not come through the transmission line, through the coax cable.
It does not.
It's a great opportunity. So find all the ways that you can get KRVS. You can get the public radio app right now. KRVS is on that app, or the NPR app, and the stations are listed.
Or there's something called TuneIn. You can get TuneIn on any mobile device. You can get TuneIn on a Roku, which is a streaming media player that you use in your home.
And you can find KRVS on that.
Yes, you can.
All right. So you don't have to be without KRVS. So be creative. Find all the ways that you can get us, whether it's on one of those tuners or your phone or your computer, and you can listen to KRVS nonstop. And but we'll be letting people know more about that as the turnoff point comes.
Yep.
Again, Carl Fontenot, our chief engineer here at KRVS, talking about some transmission problems that he's working on right now, and again, just a little peek behind the scenes at what goes on to keep KRVS on the air, and which he does so masterfully, and not only keep us on the air but make us sound so good. So thank you for that, Carl, and I know all of our listeners thank you as well.
Thank you.